All right, Charlie Anderson, everybody.
So we're here at Slolio, and tonight's theme is Chance Encounter. I just moved to this area a year ago, so to me, this thing that happens in Slo in this area is maybe to you guys is not unique. To me, it's really unique. Growing up in kind of the northern LA county, right? You go down the street, you go to the mall, whatever, you never see the same person twice. I lived in Chicago for 8 years, same thing. You never see the same person twice. Up here, like, I think it's amazing. I go to the grocery store, I'm like, I know you, you know? And they're like, yeah, so what? I know you too. I see you everywhere. So it's really interesting. So I've got a story about a chance encounter. To me, was super unique because growing up where I did, living where I did, you never see the same person twice. So being in IT, most of the time, is incredibly boring, but sometimes you get to do really cool things. So back in 05, I was invited to go to Afghanistan and do an IT project in the northern part of Afghanistan. The disarmament's happening, and northern Afghanistan was friendly to the U.S. So there were all these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that needed IT help, and they didn't have a lot of skilled people. So I said, that sounds awesome, because I've always wanted to go to those kind of places. So it was really loosely organized. It was like this. Like, buy a ticket to Uzbekistan, because you can't fly to Afghanistan. And then walk into Afghanistan. And then hopefully, like, well, this guy, like, you know, said there's this guy that's friend of this guy, is going to meet you there. You know, and then take me in. So I was like, okay, you know. So this was 2005, and so I fly, you know, and it's this long flight from LAX to Moscow. I think like direct or something like that, maybe through Berlin. Whatever, it's forever far. And I land in Moscow, and I just remember being in the airport, and I was like, it feels like day, but it's night outside, and I'm confused and tired. And I try to sleep on the ground in the airport. You know how that goes? You know, not well, right? And then I leave from Moscow, and I fly to Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And Uzbekistan is like this Eastern Bloc country. It's just like really just crazy everywhere, you know, just people and chaos. And so I land and I like find this hotel. This guy was like, oh yeah, there's one hotel, you can just go there. Nobody speaks English. And I'm like, you know, here's some money. Can I have a place to stay? I'm supposed to just like take this other little connector flight down to the border of Afghanistan and walk in. So I get in this hotel and I like am sitting there and I go, you know, I'm in Uzbekistan. I'm in this big, cool city that has all this history. I should just go out. So I go out and I spend the day just walking around Tashkent, and there's these big outdoor markets and there's all this history, you know, from what, you know, this part of the world is just full of history. And it was so cool. But it had this great feeling of absolute foreignness, you know, like nothing is familiar, but I like that kind of thing. Taking taxis, you know, just meeting people that don't speak English and, you know. So it's like the afternoon there, and I don't know what time it is in my time zone, and I'm just sleepy, you know, and I didn't think I'd eaten. So I go back to my hotel, and I just go, I'm going to, like, sit in bed. And I just sit in the bed, and of course, you just collapsed, and the curtains were drawn. And I wake up to this phone ringing in my hotel room. Like, I didn't even know I had a phone. And I'm like, I'm completely dazed, you know, like, I know I'm somewhere else, and it's foreign, I don't know where I am quite, because I've just been like jet lagged, and I guess I've been sleeping for a long time, and I like bounce out of bed, the phone's ringing, and I just pick it up, and I hear this voice go, Charlie. And I was like, you know, like, you know, just like worlds cross, I'm like, hello? And they're like, hey, Charlie. I'm like, hi. They're like, hey, you know, like, and they just started talking to me, and they're like, yeah, get this taxi guy and tell him this word and then go there. And I was like so out of it, you know, I'm just like, all right. And so, I mean, nobody knows I'm in Tashkent. So I get in this taxi and it's like night. And I just tell him this word, like, you know, and he's like, okay, and, you know, and we just go, and it's like rinky-dink, and he just drops me in this, like, this dark, corner of some alley in this city, and there's this big concrete building, and there are no lights, like, in the stairwells, and, you know, and I just am told to go to this apartment. I'm just like, I don't know. So I'm walking up these stairs, and it's dark, and I feel like I'm going to get mugged, and I'm kind of like, why am I doing this? I like adventure, I guess. Anyway, so I go to this door, and I'm like, and I just knock, and the door opens, and it's this girl from school, Mel. And she's like, hey, Charlie, I just called you. I'm so glad you showed up. And I was like, what? Like what? And she was just like, yeah, I heard you were in Tashkent. You know, it's like, you know, like, when there's Westerners here, like, everybody knows about it. So I heard you were here, and let's hang out. And we, like, just hung out that night. And she made Mexican food. And she was just like, all jibber-jabber. She's like, oh, my gosh, of all the places I could be, this double landlocked country and blah, 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 you know. And it was just chance encounter. I mean, it was, like, the most chance encounter I had ever had in my life.